This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A suicide bomb attack on worshippers at a Shiite mosque in the Afghan city of Kunduz killed at least 55 people Friday in the bloodiest assault since U.S. forces left the country. Scores more victims from the minority community were wounded in the blast, which has not yet been claimed. But the extremist Islamic State group, bitter rivals of the Taliban, have repeatedly targeted Shiites in a bid to stir up sectarian violence in Sunni-majority Afghanistan. A medical source at the Kunduz Provincial Hospital said that 35 dead and more than 55 wounded had been taken there, while Doctors Without Borders Hospital says 20 were dead and more wounded there. The United Nations in Afghanistan said it was, quote, deeply concerned by reports of very high casualties in Friday's attack, calling it, quote, part of a disturbing pattern of violence. Journalists Maria Ressa and Dmitry Muratov, who braved the wrath of the leaders of the Philippines and Russia to expose corruption and misrule, won the Nobel Peace Prize on Friday in an endorsement of free speech under fire worldwide. The chairwoman of the Norwegian Nobel Committee told a news conference the two were awarded, quote, for their courageous fight for freedom of expression in their countries. Muratov dedicated his award to six contributors to his newspaper who had been killed while exposing human rights violations and corruption. He's the first Russian to win the Peace Prize since Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev in 1990. Ressa is the first winner of the Nobel Prize in any field from the Philippines. This is VOA News. Iran's foreign minister said Friday that more talks with regional arch-rival Saudi Arabia are needed for Tehran and Riyadh to improve ties, but that negotiations so far have been heading in the right direction. The comments by Iran's top diplomat came on the last day of his two-day visit to Lebanon. He declined to offer details, but said, quote, we are in the process of putting things on the right track. The first direct talks between regional rivals, Iran and Saudi Arabia, took place in early April and were credited with reducing a highly hostile public discourse between the two. Iran and Saudi Arabia, a Shiite and Sunni powerhouse in the Middle East, have long been regional rivals. Relations took a sharp turn when Riyadh removed its diplomats after protesters attacked its embassy in Tehran and consulate in 2016. The protests were in retaliation for the kingdom executing a prominent Shiite cleric. The United Nations Human Rights Office voiced deep concern on Friday at what it said was a buildup of Myanmar's military deploying heavy weapons and troops in areas of the country where the internet has also been shut down. A UN human rights spokeswoman said it had documented intensifying attacks by the army in the past month in Chin State and other areas, with killings and burnings of houses in an apparent attempt to seek out armed resistance. The violence and buildup have led to the office of UN rights boss Michelle Bachelet becoming, quote, very alarmed and concerned that there may be very serious attack against civilian populations, according to the spokeswoman. Poland's government on Friday insisted it wanted the country to stay in the European Union as it faces a growing backlash against a court ruling that analysts say could lead to a so-called Pole exit. Germany's foreign minister says Poland must, quote, fully and completely implement EU law, while France's Europe minister claims the ruling was an attack against the EU. Poland's constitutional court on Thursday challenged the primacy of EU law over Polish law by declaring several articles in EU treaties, quote, incompatible with the country's constitution. It also warned EU institutions not to act beyond the scope of their competencies by interfering with reforms of Poland's judiciary, a major bone of contention with Brussels. But its right-wing prime minister says the process of Poland and other Central European countries joining the EU was one of the highlights of the last decades. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.